want you to do something very personal for yourself. When we were singing, Bless His Holy Name, I just really want you to consider this, because I feel like God will respect this. And this goes for the kids. Kids, listen. Young people, listen. Older people, listen. Is God is just saying, will you carry my name? Today, will you carry my name? And in confession, if you don't confess it, that's your situation. But in confession, I just ask you to pray, I'll carry your name. If you do that, kids, are you listening? You have to listen. If you don't listen, you don't get it. You know what I mean? Can you get it now? I'll carry his name. Come on, let's say it together, kids. Let's say it together. I'll carry his name. Can you do that? I'll carry his name. Adults, let's do it. I'll carry his name. On the earth, I'll carry his name. In the heavens, I'll carry his name. In the school, I'll carry his name. In my homework, I'll carry his name. At work, I'll carry his name. I commit myself to Jesus Christ. I'll carry his name. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. I'll carry his name. We release the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, on each person as they confess it. I'll carry your name, Jesus. I'll carry your name, Jesus. I'll carry your name, Jesus. I'll carry your name on the earth, Jesus. I'll carry your name on the earth, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just see the results of carrying his name. You live in the blessings of God. You live in the happiness of God. Jesus, I'll carry your name. We thank you and we praise you for that now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. So glad to see you out and about. And again, we're entering into a new month and hopefully a new time in the respect of a lot of stuff that's going on in the world system. I believe that God is actually not resetting, maybe revamping the whole thing. It's not a reset. It's a thought of a new thing. We have to get a new thing on the earth. We've got a lot of old things that are not a real blessing. But the new thing is that God's wanting to give us information from heaven to show us how we're going to walk in this new time that we're in, because it's definitely a new time. Never been this time before. Again, challenge is apostles, prophets. Apostles carry the message in different locations. Will be different messages they'll carry. But with the apostolic thought, he carries a message from God, or they, I should say. It's apostles. They carry the message from God to their location. And then the prophets prophesy, and they will prophesy the things that need to be fulfilled in that new thing that God's placed on the heart of the apostolic. And then it's first apostles, secondary prophets, and then teachers. And the teachers will teach the things that God is saying today, and it'll be a new teaching. I can guarantee you that. There'll be a new teaching because we've never seen it like this before. And so we have Prophet David Wagner coming up on the 24th of August to the 27th of August. It's not a weekend, it's a Monday to a Thursday night. And we're going to do something. Instead of running David around to all the places that wanted David to come, we're just going to have him here, and they can come here. And so we have Badette, the North Country. The border's still closed from Canada into the United States. So I don't know how many of those can get to these meetings, but it'll be meetings that, what do we do now? You know, our conference this year is called Next. And if we put a what in front of it, it'd be what's next. But I really believe that God's wanting us to be prepared for that conference, because that's what's next, what's now. And I really believe that that's what we, if we were going to call it something, what's now. And so David, I just kind of really instructed him is give us what's now. You know, we can't wait until fall. Give us what's now. And so he's going to be here with us on, it'll be a Monday night, Tuesday night, probably Wednesday night, and then he's flying to Detroit. So with that thought, and we're doing it for this reason, is we're wanting to hear the word of the Lord, and that we can carry that out. Is that good? All right, thank you, praise and worship team. Appreciate that, man. That was good stuff, man. Hallelujah, yeah. Let's give the Lord a hand, them a hand. Hallelujah. You know, preparation is pretty important. Jeremy, do you have something? Okay. You know, it's great to be in the house of the Lord. I think it's the most exciting time on the face of the earth that we're living in. If the prophets of old knew that we were having an opportunity to live in this time, they'd be fighting for our place. And so with that thought, let's take a look at the perspective that God, a God perspective, and see what's happening in the God realm, all right? All right. Let's see, do we have we have Sunday school here, don't we, Tom?
Yes, we do.
Okay, all right. Well, praise the Lord, we're going to have an opportunity to sow into, Josh was with us. All right, Father, we thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to bring our weekly blessings, Lord, our tithes, our offerings, and God, thank you for prospering us this week, Lord. And sometimes it's not so easy; sometimes it's difficult times. But God, thank you for prospering us, and we release the blessings of God upon this tithe, upon the people that bring it faithfully to the house of the Lord. And God, we ask, Lord, the blessings of the promise of the tithe to each person now as they give. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're making out a check, make Community Church International, and God bless you in your giving. You may bring that now. All right. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, we're entering into a new month. We have 1 month or close to that, those to decide our faith in our school realm. But God has it under control. Again, walking in faith is very, very important. And we try to fulfill these things, even with the epidemic that is going on. We try to fulfill the things that to manage the things that we're dealing with. And so we do respect what people are trying to do. It's just that my mask busted today. That's the second time I mentioned it, because it's on tape, so they heard it enough times. So I just encourage you to stand in there, because God's going to break through majorly in all this stuff. We have the kids, they're entering into this new month, and Pastor Tom and Jen are going to be sharing today, so we're excited about them. Let's give them a hand this morning. Pastors, whatever's going on here, bless you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, wow, hallelujah. One of the mission statements of the church, or the Church Rising Warriors, is that When we embrace our identity fully, we know how to stand in every situation. So we've always been talking about identity. We've been talking about to the kids on who they are, and we've been focusing on that point and that perspective. So we're always on that. We're always about their prophetic words, their calling, the promises of God over their lives, who they are in Christ, what that means to them, and their inheritance. So when we were in camp last year, theme of our children's church is Rising Warriors. Rising Warriors are who are warriors? Well, big thing about warriors is they know how to show up. They know who they are, and they know how to show up on the scene. So this last few weeks, we've been obviously, if you guys can guess what we've been talking about. Anybody? That's right. We've been talking about David and Goliath these last 3 weeks and talking about David's identity. But David, the reason we call him Rising Warriors, you guys, is that David had a, it wasn't just David, he had a group of warriors. And the Bible lists their names. And they fought their own giants. They had names, their names are listed, and they took down their own giants. And the Bible lists them. And the reason we said Rising Warriors is because every single one of our children have a name, right? And how they're known in heaven. Every single one of them do. And it's that perspective, it's that place that we continually remind and continually work on and continually focus on. And we always come back to this place. So this song we did in kids' camp, okay, you guys, we're going to need your help, okay? You just stand up. Where you are is perfectly fine, but this song, I can't remember all the moves, okay? So you guys can stand there. We got Jalen. Could you come up and help if you want? We'll just spread out a little bit here so we got plenty of room. I will find the strength inside. Faith is my shield. His love is my armor. I love the last conference we had because it was a demonstration of our new weapons of our warfare. They're not carnal. They're mighty in God, and it was love. Rooted and grounded in. Can I get the three chairs, please, boys? Sir Toby, Sir Brody, would you please come and give me the three chairs? We've been talking about David and Goliath, and thank you so much, worship team. It's no little thing to fight in worship. David, in the first story that we've been talking about David, in the beginning, when he was anointed king, the thing that came upon him was the power of worship. The presence of God came upon him, right? And the thing that Saul struggled with is when the presence of God left him, he was tormented, right? So right there, we see a strategy of the enemy is try to get us out of worship in the presence of God and to become overcome in that way. So you guys remember the chairs? Boy, this is a bonus dime. And I don't know if the kids, we talked a lot. We did do the chairs, Miss Jen, did we not? Okay, so chair number three, Abigail. What are you doing? I'm sorry, but what do you know what chair number three is? Do you remember chair number three? Okay, do you guys remember chair number three? It's the world, right? Before we're born again, before we're saved, all the things. That's chair number three. Chair number two. What's chair number two? Saved, but not what? Walking fully in your identity? You're not totally free, right? You're still influenced by chair number three. That's one of the biggest points. Now, you guys want to go back, you can watch it. He also wrote a book on the chairs. It's just fantastic. But this is before you're born again. This is born again and not walking in your fullness. Then guess what chair number one is? Full Jesus, just like we were singing this morning, right? The power, the full Jesus inside of us, walking in that. This is where chair number one begins to influence chair number three, right? But if we're number two, this is influencing us. If I was on a team, and I love this analogy, and I knew that I was going to lose, my number one strategy would be to try to distract the other team. Okay? Remember that one time we had the lineup of a team, the all-star team, right? If I'm going to play a tug of war against William, right? And I know I'm going to lose, right? I know I'm defeated, right? If Abigail sits in this chair or Jalen sits in this chair, I don't have a chance to take down Abigail. If I am, let's just say I'm Goliath. So my strategy is to try to keep Abigail in the second chair. How can I get Abigail in the second chair? It's too hard. What would I say? It's too hard. I can't do this. this will never happen. It's too difficult, right? From this spot, this influences this. But from this part, we have inheritance scriptures that say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That, I like it. I like that. I like that. I'm a warrior. I know who I am. I know how to show up. Hope and healing belong to me, right? Resurrection, power of life are mine. This influences this, Miss Jenny, okay? So Goliath's strategy, and you can read in Samuel 17, but we've been talking about it, is that David knew the presence of God, and he knew where he was in the second place. So this big dude, now let's give Miss Jenny a hand, because this is just fantastic, huh? Look at this. She spent four hours? 4 hours on this giant guy, right? So the giant came into the land, and he saw the Israel, and he said, listen up. Anybody who can defeat me, we will be your slaves. But if I defeat you, you will be my slave. Right? And he was about this height. He was almost 10 feet tall. It's a pretty tall dude. Toby, could you come and grab that spear? Toby, the spear right there. He had a spear that was roughly 12, 15 foot long, okay? So this was his spear. You see this? Come over here, Toby. That was his spear. How long is that? Go show him over there. Walk over there, Toby. Show him that spear. Is it heavy? They said it was probably around 12 to 15 pounds in weight. He could throw that thing across the room, no problem. And he could hit you with that. You think you'd make it after that, right? So Goliath's strength, his power, he had a huge sword. I had Brody get this sword for me. Even just holding this sword is so intense. No, I'm not going to do that. No, I don't know about that. But could you imagine, all right, you're facing this. Abigail, oh, who's about 15, 16 years old? Do we have any 15? Okay, who's our oldest? Toby, you're 12, right? All right, here you go. Here you go. Now, this is real. This is actually a real sword, isn't it, Pastor Jake? Is it real? This is a real sword. And I think Goliath's sword was a little bit bigger than this, Dave, was it not? But David picked it up, so I don't know how much bigger that would be. But this is real. Goliath was real. He was in the place, and he was really there, and he was really this tall, and he was really this big, and he had a spear that was really that long. In this place, there are real things, right? There are real things going on right now in the world. They are real, no doubt about it. And they can be dangerous. And then this is this. But which one, which chair are you sitting in right now? Are you in the first chair? Come sit in the first chair. Go ahead, sir. You're in the third chair? We don't want to be in the third chair. Go ahead, you could sit down. Second chair? I don't know if I want to be in the second chair. You want to be in the second chair? You want to be in all three of them? Nope. You don't want to be in all three of them. So you can change them as you go? Thank you, Toby. That's a mean spear. That's a heavy spear. That was roughly the spear. So Goliath's strategy was to shout, to scream, and to yell and to harass the people of Israel. And you know what the people of Israel did? You guys remember the story? What did they do? They were like, what are we going to do? Goliath is too big. Goliath is too strong. Who is going to face Goliath? Who's going to take the giants down in the land? And he's out there shouting, it's too big. It's going to kill you. He's going to kill you. He's going to take you down. There's nothing you can do. You're just too tiny. Nobody could defeat you. Nobody could defeat him. That's what he did constantly, every morning, 40 days. He just continued. Could you imagine? Just constantly, you can't do this, you're not going to do this, every day, same thing, over and over and over and over, right? Is that going to affect you? Yeah. So they were fighting in the second chair, but there's this guy named David, comes along. And he asks a question. I think this is so good. He asks a question. He says, what's going on? And it's the same thing when we play games with you guys. When we're going to play games and we say we're going to get out a prize, you guys ask, well, what could we win, right? Right? If you know you're going to win something, if you know you can win the fight, you want to know what the prize is going to be. Right? Toby, you're guaranteed to win this fight, right? If you took on Hazel, you're going to win, right? And then you're going to ask me the question. You're going to come up to me, Toby, and you're going to go, well, what do I get? What am I going to win? And that's exactly what David did. David went up and he said, what am I going to win if I take down Goliath? Didn't he? Why would you ask that question? Why would you ask that question? Self what? No, it wasn't selfishness. He knew he was in this chair here. He knew he was going to win. He knew it. He knew it because he knew who he was and he knew the situation. He wasn't worried about the giant. He was more. He was thinking about what happens after I beat this giant. It's like he took over the whole thing. Yeah, the army didn't attack him, right? But yeah, David stood. So we're going to stand like David stands. The Goliath is going to say what he's going to say, and we're going to have the perspective and the heart of David when we face the giant. We're going to have the perspective and that when we face the giant, Miss Jenny. So how are we going to take this giant down? You know what we're going to do? You know how we're going to beat this? We're going to get swords, and we're going to get spears, and we're going to take Goliath down, aren't we? Is that how the story goes? That's right. David went and got swords and spears and took down Goliath by himself, didn't he? Is that how it happened? How did David take down Goliath? No? You guys don't remember the story? We went over the story. You guys are making me look bad now because I thought we won. Huh? Yes, Bo, go ahead.
Rocks.
You can't take down a 10-foot guy with rocks. People think you're crazy. You can't do that. Did he do it with rocks? He did it with a slingshot. He took down a 10-foot giant with a slingshot. That's impossible. Is that impossible? Not from this chair. Maybe it's impossible for this chair, but we're not in this chair, are we? What chair are you sitting in? No. So who's in the first chair? Can Abigail do the first chair? Okay. You want to give her a shot? Okay, come on up. So we're going to test your guys' knowledge and how you've been doing. And if you answer these questions right, you're going to get a shot to take down the giant. Who wants to take down the giant? You better listen. It's okay. We're going to ask you a question. Answer your question. Oh, okay. All right, member, you got to listen.
So if I answer this question, you can get a shot at Goliath, if you get it right, okay? What was David? Who was he? Abigail. Yeah. Brody. Yep, shepherd. Here. Well, that is a good answer, too.
All right. I get how far? Show it to.
Hope it doesn't get destroyed.
I know. Now she worked hard on this. So where did he hit? Where did David hit the giant at? Where did he hit him? Is that?
Where did he hit him, Bristol? Right, so you can come up and take a sling at... What? You're not bad. Okay, come over here. Stand over here. Come on, Bristol. Wind it up.
You were fine.
No, you were good. You were good. So how tall was Goliath? Did anybody know how tall about Goliath was? Lucas? Yeah, he's almost 10 feet tall. Yep.
11.
So, Lucas? What was that? Wind it up. Let's go, Lucas. He threw it. So who anointed David king? Nope. Who anointed David to be king? We talked to this in Sunday school. What was the prophet's name? Brody, and then you can pick somebody maybe to go. Nope. Who anointed David king? Abigail. Samuel? Yep, come up. Samuel was the prophet that anointed him king. What were the two animals that David killed? There was two animals that he slayed. He saved the lamb from them. Did you know? Okay, bear and what else? What's another name for tiger? Lion. So you two can take a turn. Both those, they each got one. Bo and Jalen. I suppose, Tom, you might be taken down. Did you want to do it? Do you want to do it? Hazel, did you want to try? Okay. Hazel wants to try. Oh, she... Hey. I don't know how many more you want to do. All the kids did. Any of the adults, I guess. Toby, you want to try? Okay. Everybody got to try? Willie, you want to try? So I had one more game that we're going to do as groups and families. So as the kids, we've talked a lot about David and Goliath. And so what you're going to do is you have to put these in the correct order of the story. There is a prize for the winner. So, well, you'll see if you win. So anyway, but yes, if you want to, I don't know, I didn't bring a bunch of pens, but if you, here. If you want to...
Should we do families?
Yep.
One in each family. One in each family. Guys, you're with your family.
Thank you.
So has everybody got it? Or? So just check, see what you got right, and whoever got the most gets the prize. So number one is Goliath threatened the army of Israel. Then Jesse sent David to see about his brothers. David took food to his brothers. David heard Goliath. He wanted to fight. And Saul's armor was too big for David. He chose five stones, smooth stones from the brook. David takes aim with just his slingshot, and David defeated the giant. Who got them? You guys got them all right? Anybody else get them all right? Tom? Well, I couldn't help you. I knew them.
Is that it?
Yeah. No. You can keep that. There you go. You guys can go eat. I don't know. What do you want to do? Yeah.
What did they get? Hey, why don't you guys stay with your families? We're gonna close here, and why don't you guys sit with your families? Yeah, please do. Come, it's all right for. It's you sit with your families. Here's a scripture. It's Colossians 3:1-12. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above and not on the things of the earth. I want to encourage all of us, parents, teachers, wherever we're at right now, is to look up. That was such a powerful prophetic word that moved me this last November. And I can't get my mind off it. And I knew God knew what was to come. I know God knows. He's intentional. He knows what's going to happen. And the strategies that he gave us, you guys, was to stay in this chair. And if you're like me, I've probably, with all of the noise that's going on out there, it's been a struggle from chair to chair to know where you're at. I'm not sure what to do. I don't know where to stand. The peace of God, you remember the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace. These are our weapons, as we just sang the song. God, help me to stand in love and peace and joy through all my places and situations. It's the strategy right now of the enemy to try to get us into this chair. And it wants to influence you. It wants to be able to influence you and get you caught up in all the worry, the fear, the doubt. That is his primary strategy. Kids, you have been prophesied that you would lead, that you would defend, and that you would protect, and that you would heal, and you pray. Some of you have tremendous prayer power right now, and we need your prayers. Our children need, and in worship too. Man, I love your guys' worship because it leads us. I want to say a prayer over families right now. Because one of Graham Cook's powerful statements, he says, what we focus on, we empower. If you constantly are looking at Goliath and all the stuff that's going on, you're going to lose. Because you're empowering the giant. You're listening to everything that he's telling you. He's telling you all about, he's trying to speak to your identity and keep you in a second or third chair mind. And David knew exactly who he was. And he was irate at the fact that this person had the audacity and authority to rise up against him and who his God was. And there is a generation rising up that is indignant with the fact of what the enemy is trying to speak to us and what he's trying to put on us and our families. And we need to rise up in our first chair. We cannot allow the third to influence the second. Because we lose our peace, we lose our joy, we lose our freedom. We're not even the presence of God. We just struggle so much in that place. And it was a strategy of God that came with this last conference. I encourage all of us to go back to the conference and capture. If we would walk in that first chair, come on. And that's what we're challenged in. It's the first chair of peace and joy and the power of God. This first chair, everything will be all right. Let's just pray. With families together, I want to pray and declare over your life. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for families right now. God, I thank you, Lord, for moms and dads that are looking right now, Father God, for the peace of God in their homes. for the authority and the power. And I declare to you right now, God, that your hand is mighty to save. Lord Jesus, that these are sons and daughters of the Most High God with the inheritance and the power. And I pray, Father God, right now that the eyes of their heart, Lord Jesus, would be enlightened, that they would know every power, every authority that they have been given in their inheritance and power in Christ right now, in Jesus' name, with moms and dads, with the giants crying out, with the giant in the land taunting right now. Father God, I proclaim right now by the Spirit of God right now to put a silence on the enemy and to release the Spirit of God in homes and in families right now. And we make a decree and declaration that the kingdom of God has come, and the kingdom of God has come on the earth, and it overthrows principalities and powers because we walk in the anointing and the power of God. And I declare rising warriors to rise up in the homes and in the families. Kids, I thank you right now that they are learning to pray and to stand for their generation and the things that are going on right now. Moms and dads, I pray for grandma and grandpas too. Hallelujah, to be ushers of peace and promise to their children, to keep looking to the promise and stand and hold on to the truth of who God is. Father God, I thank you for the joy of the Lord, confidence with joy in families and moms and dads. As they make the stand by the Spirit of God, they're going to have to make some choices in the days that are ahead. And I know sometimes it's tough to stand, but God, you give us the strength by your Spirit to continue to stand. God, help us be in the first chair. Show us. It was prophesied that the things that get us in the second would be removed. So God, gently remove those things that we get caught up in, reveal those that we may be rooted and planted and grounded in love, Father God. That we would never leave this place, Lord Jesus. And as the things and the voices come, Father God, help us identify the things that we get caught up in. And release us, Father God, families right now. I just moms and dads, kids, lay hands on your mom and dad right now. If your mom's next to you or your dad's next to you right now, you guys have been anointed to pray. Father, just pray over them right now. Pray over your moms and dads. Hallelujah, because they've been trying to stand strong, and there's a lot of unknown things, and there's a lot of voices going on right now. But Father God, your kingdom is established in their life. I thank you, Lord, for peace in the homes right now. Father God, I release peace into the homes, peace that passes understanding right now, and the love of God to take over and inundate homes, moms and dads, kids, restoring peace in the homes right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for raising the standard in the homes. I just see peace right now being restored. Father God, there is a standard, Lord. Hallelujah. So you guys have so much in you. Your kids are so powerful. They have so much in you. I just praise you. I exhort families right now to make that stand. I thank you for the peace of God that's in the homes. I thank you, Lord, for your word that is true. And God, you are showing us how to walk in these truths, Lord. So I bless the families as they leave, and I bless the families this week, Father God, in the season to come, Lord Father, that you are establishing, and you're helping us sit in the chair, the first chair, the first chair life. Bring us to the first chair life, I declare it. Hallelujah. Help us rock in the first chair when we leave those doors. As Jake was saying, we take Jesus with us. That's first chair living, and everywhere we go, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Bless you guys. Hallelujah.
Appreciate that. Hallelujah. Just want to encourage you. I was getting something, and this might sound a little crazy, but it was, and I talked with Jennifer about it. I said, I want to be the pastor of the city. I am the senior pastor just by age, not age, but as long as I've been here. And I started thinking about that this morning, and the gospel, Jesus came, he gave it free of charge. He wasn't sending out a bill for counseling and different things like that. And so I just thought, well, you know, putting something in the paper, Kurt Jacobson, pastor of the city, you know, it sounds a little crazy. It might sound like prideful deal. But that it was something about that. And I was thinking about that. Maybe I look at Pastor Tom and Jen. Maybe they're the youth pastors of the city and area. I think about Diane taking on the single ladies and working with single and ones that have went through divorce and different things like that. Maybe that's who you need to be to this city. And David, you know, taking on a Bible college type deal, I mean, just think of what we're going through. We've got this coronavirus. We've got all this, you know, junk in the air. We can't even breathe air. This is the air I breathe. And they're trying to stop pretty soon until you can't breathe anymore. You know, we were supposed to wear glasses. I was going to come in with goggles today and a mask, but I didn't have time. Couldn't find my goggles. My thought is if we're the people of the city, then let's be the people of the city. Let's bring people to the Sunday school, to the pastor of this city that I believe has a heart for the young people of this city, and to raise up mighty warriors. I mean, they're declaring it. They're decreeing it. I believe that Dave and Diane are anointed of God to do this thing. I believe that Pastor Jim has a mandate on his life to pray and to prophesy and to walk, and he's been doing it for years. Every night he takes that walk. And I think we have to start looking at who we are, not who we think we are. I am. And Bethany, I don't know if there's a nicer person that I've ever run into than you. And in the sense of how you are a drawing point to the young kids, because of your kids, you can use them to draw. And when you invite those kids, their lives are changed. And so don't stop. You are the ones that draws the kids in for their lives to be changed. And I really believe that we're being challenged in the realm of the Holy Spirit, that we're not just going to be a stick thrown in the water, going down the stream of life, not making a difference. I think that we should make a difference by voicing. If you see children, if we should put on children's conferences, let's do it. And that each part of us, if we're supposed to put on a Bible college that would be online, I mean, isn't that the best thing right now? They're trying to close the church down. They're trying to put masks on all of us, glasses on all of us. Pretty soon we'll have to wear respirators with a tank on the back. I mean, hey, but you know what? You can't stop the internet. The internet's going to be good. It's safe. They can go on Google. What's our main one that they're using now? No, Facebook's good, but No, TikTok got kicked off. What's our communication? Best communication right now, huh? The app? No. What's this? This is not a trick question, huh? No. With all of the pictures, you go onto it, and no, you get to. You can use your business deals. You could, huh? Huh? No, but that's one of them. But Jesus, yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm okay. No, what is it? You get a pizza. Go talk to Jenny. What is it? I mean, no, we're going to go all over the world. You can get people on and have 20 people. Zoom. Okay, Tom, you're going to get your pizza back. Too much country western. You lose your cat. Okay. Well, anyway, I think that, you know, we have all these things. Like with the Bible school, we have the opportunity to go in and do it, but will we do it? Will this church stay as is or dwindle, or will we go ahead? And it's up to us. It's up to Pastor Tom as the youth pastor and the teen teen affector in this area, and his wife Jan. It's up to Diane. It's up to David. It's up to Bethany. It's up to Jen and Jacob and everyone in this room. It's up to us, isn't it? And so we have to take the mandate that God has placed on it. Tom's talking about prophetic mandate. Man, we need to take this thing and run with it. And I think we have a unique, I think this church is a very, very unique church. And we have so much prophetic stuff that we're believing. Now, if you don't believe any of it, you know, go ahead and let the prophets prophesy and then don't believe it. Come back next year, you get another prophecy. Or we believe it. And if we believe it, we need to start being doers of what we believe in. Really challenging myself right now. You know what? Retirement sounds good to me. I'm 60 years old, 68 years old. I could retire right now, you know, and no one would feel like, wow, he didn't fulfill his mandate in life. But I don't feel like I'd fulfill my mandate in life if I didn't keep on going. So I just really challenge all of us as a team. You know, together we can accomplish more. Dave Wagner is coming here as a team member. And you know, why is Dave coming here as a team member? Is because we've got situations that we need to know the voice of the Lord. And it's going to confirm right with what Tom was talking about in the last conference. That's just going to be, again, another confirmation. And Dave Wagner is as much part of this church and sometimes more than most people. So you have to realize this guy is a son in the house, he's a minister in the house, he's a prophet in the house, and he loves this house. And with that combination, we should be in very, very good operating order. So people, invite people to Sunday school, kids to Sunday school, it'll make a difference. You know, if you know a single parent that lost their husband in any way, shape, or form, get them to this thing. And let's encourage those that have the gifts and callings, which we all do, to do something great for this time and for this season. You know, I don't like the mask. I don't like going to Walmart. I haven't been in the store for a long time because I don't like wearing a mask. But you know what? I'd wear a mask for anything if it would promote the gospel into a further area. So I really encourage you all to just be what God's called you to be. Amen? Amen. Thank you for the message, Tom, Pastor Tom and Jen. You know, it's powerful. Praise and worship. Thank you, Jenny, for praise and worship. Man, that was a powerful anointing. Hallelujah. Willie, thank you for taking and Jeremy and Jacob and, you know, Jeff Flynn and all of these things. This is the day that we've been waiting for. This is the greatest day on the face of the earth. God was waiting for us for this day. And so whatever is going to happen in these next 3-4 months, it's going to be a world-changing event. The world knows everything that has went on with you, with me, with them, with this whole thing. God stopped it and he said, it's check-in time. And I really believe that we're going to live some real, real exciting times. And we're going to see all of the things that God has told us that we're going to see in this end time church. Love you. Appreciate you so very much. Have a tremendous, tremendous blessing for this week ahead. And God is with you. Hallelujah. Emmanuel is with you. Again, if you remember those dates, 24th to the 27th, that's a Monday to a Thursday night. But I don't believe that we'll have Thursday night. I believe it'll be Monday night, maybe in the mornings, or maybe one morning like a Wednesday morning, Wednesday evening, something on that order. And again, in the prophetic realm, Dave is going to be here. And if there's 100 people here, that'll be fantastic. But you're going to have a lot more personalized ministry too, because Dave does very, very good in that. Well, Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for that message, Lord, that Goliath is going and has went down one time, but he's being taken down now in this generation, in this time zone, with this people that are rising up and saying, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm one that will not give up. My middle name is Victory, and I'm going to go on into victory in every aspect. Father, I ask that you anoint, and God, that you encourage each person not to give up on their calling and their gifting. I ask that you encourage Tom and Jen right now. I ask that you encourage Dave and Diane. I ask for Bethany and William and the kids and Pastor Jim and Jen and Jacob and I just encourage you, Jeremy and Josh and Jake, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And my girl over there, my girl, the one next to you, Jen, Katie, yeah. Well, bless you, and you are dismissed. God bless. I'm not going to sing a song afterwards either, so. Thanks, Tom.